Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. God, I thank you, Lord, that you would just touch our hearts. Let us be in the right posture to hear what we need to hear. God, I thank you, Lord, for the journey that you have us on. God, some of us today may be on a high place, some may be in a low place, some may be in between, but you know exactly where we are. I pray that you'd speak to us in that place. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen. Today, I want to talk about hearing God's voice, and I want to start a series called Listen. Somebody say, Listen. I don't know about you, but it's super annoying being around certain people that always want to talk but never want to listen. Some people are like that, unfortunately, in their relationship with God. They're always doing the talking, but they've never really learned how to listen. So let's not be that person. Let's be the person that learns how to listen. You know, there's a difference between talking at God and talking to God. And when we're truly talking to God, there's this exchange, this beautiful exchange where we're praying and we're making a request or we're expressing our gratitude. And he's telling us who we are and he's giving us divine input for our life. So the title for today is, How Do You Hear From God? How do you hear from God? Or how do I hear from God? I want to start with a brilliant example of listening, and this example and this story is the story of Samuel. He is a man that learns to listen, and he becomes a great listener. And if we want to learn to listen, it's great to look at a story about somebody who is a great listener and their path to become that. So we're going to better be able to answer the question, how do I hear from God? 1 Samuel 3, 2 through 10. It says, one night Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed, and the lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Suddenly, the Lord called out, Samuel. Yes, Samuel replied, what is it? And he got up, and he ran to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? I didn't call you, Eli replied. Go back to bed. So he did. And then the Lord called out again, Samuel. And again, Samuel got up, went in to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? I didn't call you, my son, Eli said. Go back to bed. And Samuel did not know the Lord because he had never heard a message from the Lord before. So the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel got up and went in and to Eli, and he said, here I am. Did you call me? And Eli realized that it was the Lord who was calling the boy, and he said to Samuel, go lie down again, and if someone calls you again, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. So Samuel went back to bed, and the Lord came and called as before, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel replied, speak, your servant is listening. You know, something powerful about seeing Samuel's example is that God can speak to you at any age. You know, you're never too young, and I would venture to say you're never too old to start hearing from God. Wherever you are in the timeline, you can't use the excuse, I'm too young. Can't use the excuse, too old. There's too many biblical examples of God speaking to and using to someone very young or very old or somebody in the middle. But God speaks to people of all ages. And God wants to speak to you today. God speaks to people. And the more accurate question would be, are we listening? Are we listening? Do we want to learn to listen? Are we ready to listen? Those are better questions, right? Because God does want to speak to his people. God wants to speak to people, the people that he created. And in John 10:27, it says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. As people in his community, we are to know his voice. We are to learn what it sounds like. And Jesus said that, my sheep know my voice. So we have to learn it so that we can know it. And it's this journey to learn his voice, but it's important that we grow to the place that we're listening and that we are hearing his voice. My sheep are listening for my voice. God's people must be listening for his voice. Let's go back to the story here, because Samuel starts really young, and God can start with you really young. And parents, this is a great thing to think about and meditate on. Spend time with your kids. Encourage that, that aspect about their relationship with God, that they can hear God. A lot of times with us, with our kids, we'll ask them, are you hearing God say anything to you when you're praying, when you're doing your Bible studies, when we're doing Bible studies together? Are you hearing God say anything? It's okay. It's not a pressure thing if they say no, but it's always a question, an open-ended question that we want to ask. Is God saying something to you in this season? Because as parents, we can begin to nurture that in our children's lives. We can begin to promote that and stir up that question, because even if they haven't been hearing, maybe they haven't been listening, but maybe that question gets them curious to say, well, maybe God is speaking and I'm just not listening yet. So ask those type of questions. Make space for that in your home, parents. If you're a little older, God wants to talk to you too. When Jesus died on the cross, it said the veil was torn, Luke 23:44. And the veil is what separates people from the most holy place. And so there was something symbolic that was happening when Jesus died on the cross. The veil was torn, signifying that now we have access to God, an access like we've never had before to his presence. So when we have access, we have greater access to hear what God is saying in this and in every season. So Jesus died, we gained access to the presence of God on a deeper level, to communicate on a deeper level. Previously, God only spoke to certain people or only spoke in certain times and seasons, but Jesus gave us access to hear from God to a deeper level. So all ages, all people, we don't have to go through a priest. We can communicate directly with God now that we have access that Jesus gave us. So we're going on this journey. How do I hear from God? Well, the first one of the really critical points is that Jesus gave us access. Now let's go back. 1 Samuel 3:2, it says, one night Eli, who was almost blind, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of the Lord, and suddenly the Lord called out. How many people like to get woken up in the middle of the night? I don't know if you're like me. I don't like to get woken up in the middle of the night unless it's something super important. Otherwise, just let me sleep. But in this story, God begins to speak to Samuel in the middle of the night. It says Samuel's already asleep. Eli's already asleep in bed. And Eli, of course, was the one who was in charge of the temple. Samuel's there. They're both asleep. Oftentimes, God speaks to you when you don't expect it. He might even speak to you in an inconvenient time. God speaks to Samuel while he's sleeping. Here's a question. How bad do you want to hear God's voice? Are you willing to stop what you're doing? Are you willing to pause what you're doing? Are you willing to get up in the middle of the night if God is speaking to you then? How bad do you want to hear God's voice? These are questions that we have to answer, because God doesn't always speak on our timetable. Yes, sometimes he'll speak on your timetable. Yes, sometimes he'll speak to you immediately when you ask him. But then there's a lot of other times that he speaks in these moments when we're not expecting it. And there are reasons that we don't always understand, but he speaks when he wants to speak. Honestly, I think some of us live such a fast-paced life that we're not giving enough space in our regular day to hear from him. And so that moment that you lay your head on the pillow is the first moment that you're actually available to hear from him. So for some people, it actually makes sense that he's speaking to them at night, because they've been so busy during the day. But sometimes God is just mysterious like that. My wife used to love to have late night conversations, and now my daughter is picking up that mantle. She likes to. The whole day there's the opportunity to talk and have discussions, but when I put my pajamas on and I get in the bed, that seems to be the moment that like a 1 hour conversation needs to happen. Now, I try to explain, well, there's all this time during the day. And sometimes she'll say, well, you were busy during the day. I think that's what God is saying to us a lot of times. You're busy during the day. You didn't make space for me during the day, and I'm trying to make a moment here with you now. So for whatever reason, God sometimes speaks in the night. But God speaks on his time, not ours. We have to learn to make space for him. Learn to be quiet sometimes. Some of us, you know, we're always talking, always moving, always, there's no white space in our calendar. But making space in your day and your schedule to listen for God. I have parts in my week that are just designated to hear from God because it's just that important to me. I can't lead people and not know where I'm going. And God has given each and every one of us leadership roles in different areas. How can you lead people? How can you lead your family? How can you lead those that are looking up to you if you don't know where you're going? So designating some time, setting aside time, you know, treat that like a meeting. What if you had a meeting with the president? What if you had a meeting with the governor? Would you show up late? Make space. Make an appointment with God. And going back to our story, we see Samuel, he's sleeping. In the middle of the night, Samuel 3:4, it says, suddenly the Lord called out, Samuel. Yes, Samuel replied, what is it? And he got up and ran to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? I didn't call you, Eli replied. Go back to bed. So he did. We see that Samuel does not know who is calling him at first. This happens 3 times. He goes into the room 3 times thinking it's Eli. Eli says, no, it's not me. Go back to bed. And so he's going back and forth. And this is what we can do really in our life is if we don't know what God's voice sounds like, we can go back and forth and back and forth. And we're frustrated and we're wondering what's going on a little bit all over the place because it's in the middle of the night here with Samuel, but sometimes that's us. We need to hear from God. We're wondering, is that God speaking? Is that something? How do I sort between the two? How do I decipher, you know, what is God's voice? Because sometimes God can speak through people in your life. Sometimes God can speak through circumstances. Sometimes God can speak through a song or something that you see. Sometimes it's just a feeling that God gives you in your heart or an idea in your mind. But how do you know the difference? Because it's important to be able to distinguish God's voice because there's many voices speaking. I want to give you 3 ways to distinguish God's voice from the voice of others. If you want to write it down. Number one, does it match God's character? The first thing is, the first test is, does it match God's character? Does that voice line up with who I understand God to be? Would he say something like that? If you're hearing something that's outside of the character of God, doesn't sound biblical, that's not God. Right? Outside of the character. If it's contrary to what is taught about God, that's not the voice of God. That's an easy test. It's an easy pass or fail. If the word is based in love or justice or mercy or kindness or restoration or righteousness, does the voice match up with the character of God? There are a few people in my life that if somebody came to me and said, this person said that, I said, not a chance. It doesn't match up with their character. I could never, ever, even on a bad day, think that person would say that. That does not line up with their character, with who I know them to be. So the first thing is, does the voice line up with the character of God? Number 2, does it match the methods of God? Right? Does the voice match the methods of God historically, the way that God moves? God has certain patterns. God has certain principles. And so this second test, when I'm determining, is this God's voice or the voice of someone else, does it match the methods? I know God moves in mercy, but he also moves in justice. I know God forgives, but he also corrects and holds people accountable. Does it match the way God normally moves? Does the voice show love or tough love? Those are some of the methods of God. Maybe the voice shows a rebuke or a challenge or holding accountable. These are also things that God does. There's always balance and fairness in the methodology of God. So God's not way over here with sloppy grace, sloppy mercy that doesn't bring any justice. God's not way over here with a heavy hand, just justice, 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 and showing no mercy, right? But God is a God, he shows love, but not complacency. God's methods hold people accountable for their action, but gives mercy where repentance is made. Does the voice match up with the methods of God? So that's test number two. Test number three is very important. How do I hear from God, right? Number one, the character. Does it match the character? Number two, does it match the methods of God, the patterns of God? Number three, confirmation. Is there someone in your life that can confirm or deny that God has actually spoken? A great third test, if you're still wondering, God's voice will almost always be accompanied by confirmation. There will be someone or something in your life that God will use as a second opinion to validate that it was or was not his voice. Think about Gideon. God said, Gideon, mighty man of valor, go out, fight this big battle, right? And Gideon says, I'm going to need like a confirmation on this because this is big. I'm putting my life on the line. And God says, okay, I'll give you the confirmation. And he does. And actually, he gives him two confirmations. God will not hold back confirmations when you ask for and need confirmations. There will be someone or something in your life that will give you that confirmation. God will use someone in your life that can confirm or deny his voice. This could be done intentionally or unintentionally. Someone could say, I really feel like God is saying this or wants to do this in your life. That's an intentional confirmation. It happens to line up exactly with what God has been speaking to you. Or an unintentional confirmation could be them saying something like, and saying something, and they don't even realize that it's spiritual in nature. But as they're saying it, it matches up completely with what God has been saying to you. God almost always gives confirmation. And every time in Scripture when someone asked for confirmation, they got confirmation. So if you ever doubt that God's saying something to you, seek a second opinion. I don't say seek a second and a third and a fourth and a fifth, right? Some people do this and they get themselves confused, right? If you're seeking confirmation that God has spoke something to you, go to somebody that is mature in the Lord and that you trust, right? For confirmation, look for maturity and trust. So don't go to somebody that's new in the Lord, that's just trying to figure it out for themselves how to hear from God. That's not it, right? Go to somebody that you've seen them live out and walk out their life before God. Look for maturity and trust. You trust their track record, and you've seen that they are mature in the things of God. The great thing about people that are mature in the Lord is they're honest. They're not afraid to say, I don't know on that one. I'll pray about it, but I don't have an answer for you right now. It's okay to not know sometimes. I've told people, I don't know. I could go back and pray on that. I don't know. It's not okay to pretend that you always know. That's not maturity. That's just dumb. Right? A mature person can say, I don't know, but I'll pray about it. Or, I don't know. Go to someone else that you trust on this one. The most liberating thing is when you realize you're not the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's not my job to always know. Amen. It's not your job to always know. He always knows. So you don't always have to have the answer. You don't always have to be the confirmation person. You don't always have to be the holy, holy prophet. You can be the holy prophet some days and be a regular person the other days. It's actually maturity to admit when you don't know. People respect that. So three tests to distinguish if God's voice, if it's God's voice or the voice of others, is number one, does it match the character of God? Number two, does it match the methods of God? And number three, seek confirmation. If we want to grow in God, we have to learn how to hear from Him. John 10:27, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. We have to go on a journey to be better listeners. Right? All the husbands said, amen. We can all become better listeners. All the wives said, amen. We're going on a journey to become better listeners, right? Especially in this relationship, right? We will become better at helping others. We will become better at understanding God's purpose when we become better listeners. Hearing God's voice is a necessity for us as believers. It's not an add-on. It's not a, hey, if you get around to it thing. It's something that is a necessity for us to have. It's an absolute necessity. And my prayer is that this month would be a month where you hear from God like never before. Whether you've heard from Him before, or you're learning to listen better, or you haven't ever heard His voice, my prayer is that you will hear Him more. Will you bow your heads? Let me pray for you. God, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. God, you have us all on a journey, and one of the important parts of our journey is to learn to listen. God, so make us better listeners. We want to listen and learn to hear your voice, learn what it sounds like, so that we can be responsive to your purpose. We can be effective in what you've called us to do and be. God, I thank you for touching our ears, touching our hearts, and making us better listeners. As heads are bowed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I feel like I've grown apart, I've disconnected, I've drifted, and I need to reconnect with Him today. There's something really powerful about reconnecting with Jesus. We can't hear God without that connection that Jesus makes, without that access that Jesus gives us. If you feel like you've drifted, or maybe you feel like, Pastor, I'm not sure if I ever really did connect with Him, but I want that today. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you today. Amen. 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 There's something about saying yes to Jesus. So profound, so important. If you slipped up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this, you can pray this prayer too. Jesus, thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. I'm sorry for the times I messed up, the times I sinned, the times I drifted away. I realize I need you more than ever before. Forgive me. Apply your perfect work on the cross to my life. I need you to lead me, guide me, help me live a life that pleases the Father. And teach me to hear your voice every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let's give God the praise. Faith starts with a small step. A great journey begins with a small step. And when we say yes to Jesus, it might seem like we're doing something small, but we're actually starting a tremendous journey of faith. So I want to encourage you, continue in your journey of faith, whether this is the first day or the 50th day, or wherever you are on your journey. If God is for you, who can be against you? And if Jesus is in your corner, you will be undefeated. Have an awesome Sunday.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.